Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle of Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. The six ingredients necessary to change your behavior. Most of our behaviors weren't consciously chosen. We just seem to find ourselves doing the same thing each day, day after day. It doesn't matter if the behavior are harmful, make zero sense, or take us further from our goals. It doesn't matter if the behaviors we want to do are good for our health, bank account, or the future. We can't seem to get ourselves to do the positive behaviors regularly. However, changing your behavior is the key to changing your life. Want to change your behavior? The winning recipe includes these six ingredients. For example, it's insufficient to tell yourself that you want to eat less. What does that mean? How many calories is that? What is the breakdown of macronutrients? How often are you going to eat? It's important to be specific. A few examples include: eat fewer than 2,000 calories per day. Drink at least 8 glasses of water each day. Eat whole fruits such as apples, bananas, oranges, or berries for snacks. Consistency. You can't create a new behavior with a single effort. You haven't quit smoking because you refused your urge one time. You don't go to the gym regularly just because you've gone one time. Repeating a behavior over and over is necessary if you're going to make a lasting change. The less time you put in, the more likely you are to have a relapse and return to your old behavioral patterns. Immediate rewards. New behaviors only last if there's a reward for doing it, or a significant, immediate punishment for not doing it. Take your favorite unhealthy food as an example. You might love ice cream. There's an immediate reward for eating ice cream. There's a punishment, but it's more of a long-term variety. You're not going to destroy your figure in a day by eating a bowl of ice cream. Consider more positive behaviors, such as going to the gym. The majority of the benefits only happen in the future. Avoiding the gym is actually rewarding in the short term, but harmful in the long term. That's why so many bad habits are hard to break and good habits are hard to create. Work out a more immediate reward you can give yourself for challenging your behavior. Avoid this step at your own peril. Willpower is in short supply. Starting small. Avoid starting with the objective of going to the gym for an hour each day or meditating for 90 minutes straight. These are fine objectives, but start slowly. Begin by meditating for 10 minutes, or just showing up at the gym and doing whatever is enjoyable to you. Tracking progress. See how many days you can perform your new behavior in a row. Keep track of your results. All the pounds you lose, dollars you save, pages you read, or minutes you meditate, for example. Be sure to also track the benefits you notice as a result of changing your behavior. Persistence. There will be plenty of bumps in the road. It's imperative to stay the course for as long as it takes. Regardless of how many setbacks you endure along the way, you simply must keep trying. How can you possibly fail in the long term if you never gave up? It can be challenging to change your behavior. Unfortunately, many negative behaviors are enjoyable in the short term, and many positive behaviors are only positive in the long term. This makes it difficult to stop engaging in negative behaviors and difficult to create positive behaviors. Define your desired behaviors, give yourself rewards, and do your best each day. Success will be yours. And remember, life is short. Let's all learn to live it on purpose. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at ElevateLifeProject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.